desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I was studying and looking to the Lord this week for the service this morning, and I was actually studying on another subject, and the Lord was like talking to me, but as I was meditating, the Lord spoke to me and again gave me another message than what He'd been talking to me about. And He spoke three words to me to share with you this morning, and that was close the gap. So I desire by the help of the Lord to communicate to you what the Lord put on my heart. A couple of weeks ago when I was in Canada, we were driving and we were going places we had not been before. So we were in an unfamiliar town. And my dad was driving some of the time and I was driving some of the time. And my niece and some of my other family was in another vehicle behind us. And I know my niece listens to some of these messages, so I hope she'll forgive me. But as we were driving, and I kept looking back, and she was going quite a bit slower than what we were. And there was a large gap. And finally we saw her go ahead and get out of the slow lane to get beyond a couple. It was like, yes, come on, you can do it. And the problem is that when you are following someone, if you let a long distance get between you and the person you're following, the danger is that you're going to get lost. If you don't know where you're going, the danger is that you will lose sight and you'll get separated. Unintentionally, many times, because I'm going to follow you, but then if we're going to follow someone, whereas my dad also said, well, if my sister was driving, she'd be on my bumper. Well, that can cause some problems too sometimes, but if you're going to follow someone, you don't want there to be a large gap because other cars will come in and get in between you. And the more cars that get between you and the person you're following, the more difficult it is to keep your eye on the leader. And then when you find yourself in a place, when you make a turn, you're going to be saying, where do I go? And you get separated, and then that causes problems. I am thankful this morning that the Lord came and He died that we might be reconciled to God. That's why Jesus came, was that we could be reconciled and be one with God. Because it was sin that separates people from God. And it is only through the blood of Jesus Christ that we are forgiven of our sin, that we are able to walk in newness of life and follow the Lord and be one with God. But in an experience of salvation, there are things in life, and life goes on with events. The world is vying for our time and for our affection. The enemy is trying to do, he's trying to get between us and God. And I think all of us would probably be able to recognize that the enemy's purpose is to try to re-separate us from the Lord. And so we have a responsibility. The Lord has done His part today. And He's going to be faithful. He died. He shed His blood. He's there for us. But we have a responsibility as we follow the Lord not to allow a large gap to get between us and God. And if there becomes a large enough gap, the danger is that we're going to lose sight of God Himself. There are times that we can be saved, but the gap's getting bigger and bigger. In other words, there's more and more distance between us and God. And I can look in my experience and see times that I was just right on His bumper. And you know, that's where I want to stay. I want to stay right on the Lord's bumper this morning. I want to tailgate, if you will. Now, you young drivers, it's not wise to tailgate in a literal sense. But when it comes to following the Lord, I want to tailgate. I don't want a gap to be there. But I can look at my life at different periods. Saved, love the Lord, but I could see times that there were gaps. And when there becomes a gap or a distance between us and the Lord, we need to recognize we are in a vulnerable position. And so the message to us then is this morning, close the gap. Don't give the enemy room to get in between you and God, because if we can just get a little gap between us and God, you know, the enemy comes in with a wedge. And he can use a little distance in our relationship with God, and he will try to drive a wedge between that. Now, if you will turn with me to the book of Joshua in the 14th chapter, Joshua chapter 14 and verse 8, and this phrase is repeated multiple times speaking about Caleb. In the 8th verse of the 14th chapter, it was speaking of Caleb. And it said, "Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt." In other words, remember Joshua and Caleb, when they came, and all the other spies were, you know what, it's a great land, but we're just like grasshoppers, and they were afraid. But Caleb and Joshua, and they made the people melt, their hearts melt with fear. But Caleb, it says, "But I wholly follow the Lord my God." Now that word "holy" in the Greek means filled. He closed the gap. Joshua closed the gap. That's what it means to wholly follow the Lord. God's not having to look in his rearview mirror saying, "Are they still there?" Driving in Canada, it was the question, is she still there? Is that her vehicle back there, or did we lose her? Is she gone? With the Lord this morning, I don't want to live in a way that there's a question. I don't want to live in a way that people look on and say, "Well, is he following the Lord or not? Maybe he's there." But I want people to be able to look on and see that I'm right on his bumper. Because folks, in the presence of the Lord is where power is found. In the presence of the Lord is where there's joy. In the presence of the Lord is where we will find the greatest fulfillment in life. But I want to challenge us as we examine where we are with God this morning. It doesn't mean we've lost our soul if there's some distance. But recognize where there is distance, the enemy's going to try to slip in between. Because eventually, he wants us to get lost. So then, Lord, help us to close the gap. Lord, help us to recognize the areas in our life that maybe there is some distance. And maybe in this area I feel real close to the Lord, but there are some other areas that there's a pretty large gap. Lord, help us to wholly follow the Lord. And when we begin to have this discussion, and I specifically refer this to the children and young people this morning in this point, but there is this discussion of, is it wrong or not? Can I live this way? Is it sin or isn't it? Can I still be saved and do that? Folks, there are things that we can do that do not unsave us. There are things that we can do. There are things we can listen to. There are places we can go that just because we go there doesn't mean I'm not saved anymore. And we need to have enough maturity to recognize that. But at the same time, there are things that are not, we heard this morning in Sunday school, Brother Rand talked about wisdom. There are things that may not be sin in and of themselves, but it's not wise because it puts a distance between us and God. And if there's a distance between me and God, the result is that I'm a lot more prone to lose Him than I am if I would just be a tailgater. Just get close to the Lord and stay right with Him. So young people and children, but for all of us, let's not let our discussion always revolve around, is it sin or not? But how does it affect my relationship with God? Is this something, if I do that, is there a greater distance between me and the Lord? And if there's a greater distance, then Lord, help me to close the gap. Help me to be careful and watchful. It's just like in marriage. Our relationship with God is, the analogy in the Scripture is as marriage. Two people, two personalities, coming together, living on the same roof. Do you realize that a little problem in a marriage can turn into a great distance if it's unresolved? In a marriage, there can be a small annoyance. There can be a difference. There can be something that's happened. But if two individuals that are married are not willing to address the problem, There are going to naturally be walls that are erected in the marriage. And through time, those walls get bigger and bigger until you have two people living in the same house, under the same roof, going their separate directions, doing their separate activities, and they say they're married, but what kind of fulfillment is there in that kind of marriage? We're living under the same roof, and I'm not going anywhere. But is there fulfillment in that kind of relationship? No, the fulfillment in a marriage relationship is the oneness. The fulfillment in a marriage relationship is that we're working as a team. We're together. We're not opposed to each other, but we're working together. But that means then, as with any marriage, there are going to be times that there's a gap. Married folks, is this right? Is this true? There's going to be things that happen sometimes, but the question is, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to allow the distance to stay there? Or are we in love going to say, I don't want the distance. I want to close the gap. Are we willing to humble? Are we willing to acknowledge that I can do this differently? Folks, with God, it's the same way. The enemy wants to cause barriers between us and the Lord. But the Lord, serving the Lord, is the best that life has to offer. We don't have to be afraid of getting close to God, saints. But when we get closer to God, it's where the fulfillment is. But there's not a lot of fulfillment in a marriage where there's a big gap. Yeah, we're living on the same roof, but there's not a lot of fulfillment there. And with God, it's the same way. The enemy tries to make us think sometimes, if you get close to the Lord, what's He going to require of you? And life is just going to be more difficult. Folks, that's the enemy right there trying to drive a wedge in the gap. It's the enemy, but the reality of it is that when we get closer to the Lord and close the distance, that we're going to be more fulfilled spiritually. That we're going to find a real source of strength there. It's where the real happiness is found in serving the Lord. But folks, it's miserable to straddle the fence with God. People say, well, it's just not working for me. Are we wholly following the Lord like Caleb? He said, I wholly follow the Lord. In other words, I close the gap. And with all of my heart, I'm right tailgating Him. Lord, help us to do that spiritually this morning. You know, with marriage, when there's distance, you know, I'm going to go a step further. I'm talking about saved couples, okay? Where there is distance, that gap is normally filled with something. Normally, you don't see two people and there's this distance in the relationship and one's sitting on the couch and one's sitting on the chair and they're just minding their business. Normally, well, I've got to work. The husband, you know, he may fill that gap, the time that I used to spend with my wife, and I still go home at night and we still eat dinner together maybe, but then I'm going to start filling it with work. Well, something lawful. Something that's not wrong. And she's got her other activities and things that she needs to go and do. And husbands and wives, they start filling the distance in their relationship with something. And a lot of times it's lawful things. It's not sinful things. But it's filling a place in my life. I'm unfulfilled in my relationship here. And so I'm going to start filling it with something else. The same thing happens in our relationship with God. Many times, if there is distance in our relationship with God and there's a gap, it's not necessarily that we're saying, oh, I'm going to give God up, but we start filling that gap with other stuff. And it starts filling a place in our lives that God wants to fill. And with marriage, you know what happens when the distance gets so great in marriage with that gap? You recognize that temptation is greater. Husband and wife allow distance and that gap gets broad, wider and wider and wider. The enemy has a trap laid. And the enemy would like to send something along to begin to fulfill the emotional or physical need that belongs within marriage. And it's the way the enemy works. The temptation is greater in marriage, but bring this into our relationship with God. When there is distance between us and God, Am I the only one? Can I not acknowledge that temptation is greater? When there's just, it's not that I've forsaken God and I'm following, but, you know, there's a big gap. And you recognize that temptation starts being a little sharper. Temptation starts to be a little bit stronger. So what is the answer? Close the gap. And when we close the gap, the power of temptation lessens. There's not room now for all these other cars to slip in between us because there's no place for it. Lord, help us. Serving the Lord and closing the gap, it's an everyday thing. Because we can talk about reading and praying, but you know, some people with type A personalities would say, okay, I'm going to do everything I can. So you'll go home tonight, we go home tonight, and we could say, if this is what we need to read, I'm going to read the whole thing tonight, be good for the year. See, I've read the Bible. But it doesn't happen that way. This is about every day, and sometimes hour by hour and moment by moment, that, Lord, I don't want distance. And if I start recognizing it, don't be discouraged by it, but just recognize it. I need to move up a little bit. I need to be a little more fervent. I see these things kind of encroaching on my time. That I think God wants to fill that. Or I'm finding my fulfillment over here, and the Lord's saying, I wanted to have a relationship. I wanted to be your friend that we sang about. But I'm filling that time with other attachments. Close the gap. The story is told of a man that his car broke down, and so he had a tow truck come, and the tow truck took him to the mechanic shop, and finally when they got there, the tow truck driver told the man, he said, I didn't think I was gonna make it. You know, pulling you up that big hill. He said, I didn't know if we'd make it. And the man that was driving in the back of the car, he said, you know what? He said, I didn't know if we would either. He said, that's why I kept my foot on the brake going up the whole way so it wouldn't roll back. Do you know he'd do that with God sometimes? The Lord is leading us. He's wanting to guide us, and we're just, our foot's on the brake. But to close the gap, to let God lead us, I want to wholly follow you, Lord. I want to take my foot off the brake and trust that He's got me. He's in control. We're not going to roll down the hill. See, that man, there's something about having your foot on the brake or the gas pedal that gives us that control. When he was hooked up to the tow truck, take your foot off. It's kind of like going through one of those car washes, you know, when those automatic one that your tire gets caught in the mechanical track. It's like, take your hands off the wheel. They have that sign, take your hands off the wheel, your foot off the brake, just let us do it. The Lord wants that to be in our life this morning as well. And if there's distance, if there's gaps, Lord, help us. Do you remember, and we're not going to take the time to read it, but it's found in the 26th chapter of Matthew. You know the story. When Jesus was being led to the trial, to his trial and then to the crucifixion. Where was Peter? He was afar off. But he was there. He was there. I commend Peter for that. At least he showed up. At least he was there. But the problem was he got into trouble because he was following afar off. And I could almost see the Lord just, Peter, close the gap. Don't follow afar off, because what happened when Peter followed afar off was he ended up in the wrong company. Remember that? He sat down with the servants, the people that didn't believe in God. He would have been a lot safer to stay with the other disciples. Let's stay together and let's stay close to the Lord. So when I'm tempted and someone says, well, are you disciples of Him? Are you followers of Christ? I've got some people around me that are following Him as well. It's like, yes, we are following Christ. But when we follow afar off, where are we going to find our identity? When we begin to follow the Lord afar off, I will assure us the enemy is going to bring some other people to accompany us that are not have any desire to follow the Lord, but they're traveling with us now. And the temptation's a lot greater. And the temptation is that I'll start finding my identity with the people I'm traveling with that are afar off instead of getting as close to God as I can. That was the beginning of Peter's downfall, was that he followed afar off. And if he would have closed the gap, I wonder how many testimonies would there be this morning if we could have people come back from the grave that lost their soul, that one time sat where we sat and could come back to us this morning and say, this is where I got in trouble. It wasn't that they woke up one morning and said, I think I'll backslide today. That's not how it happens. It happens because of the distance in the relationship. And the Lord's saying, close the gap. Get closer to me. The scripture in Romans 13 and 14 says, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not what? Provision for the flesh. He didn't just say, don't sin. So, okay, don't do this, don't do that, don't. He said, don't make provision. In other words, close the gap. Don't put yourself. Let's not put ourselves in a position that temptation is more powerful. Keep you, it's like what I've mentioned before, and Zachary and I were talking about the other day, I believe. It's like going into the bar and sitting down and saying, I'm not going to drink. The Lord delivered me. I used to be an alcoholic and I'm saved now. Thank the Lord. But the bar is not the place to go eat peanuts. You know what I'm saying? It's not the place to go to hang out. Because the pressure, the temptation is going to be too great. Because now I'm associating with the very people that used to be my closest friends. And that was my identity. So now, Lord, help my identity to be found in Christ. Folks, one of the ways we can know if there's a distance between us and God this morning is if we're not really sure we want our identity to be so closely knit with Christ. I'm not quite so sure I want to be identified with you people. I'm not quite so sure I want to be identified as someone that believes in holiness and purity. That right there is a dangerous place to be. There's a pretty large gap there. And the Lord's saying, come on, close the gap. Because the problem is, again, the more distance, we're going to find our identity in other things. And we're going to end up losing our soul. But just because there's distance doesn't mean we're lost. Because again, how many of us have had distance? And you know what? Most likely, in the future, if the Lord tarries is coming, we will all find ourselves in a place again that, Lord, there's too much distance. And I want to get closer to you, Lord. Help me to close the gap. But help me to recognize the danger of it. We begin in our world, the greater the distance I mentioned, we start filling it with other lawful things as people of God. And we can all have our reasons and we can have our, they're really excuses, but we can make our justifications of why we're doing what we're doing. But what it comes down to is there a gap between me and Christ? Is there distance there? Lack of joy. You know, where there is a continual lack of joy usually is indicative of distance. It's usually indicative of a gap between us and God. If we're not, and Brother Randy mentioned some of these things in Sunday school, but faithfulness in reading and praying. Do you know every morning to read and pray doesn't mean that heaven's going to open up and just pour out this wonderful, you know, out of the world experience? So if you're looking for that, recognize that I don't know what I ate last week, but there's evidence that I ate. Spiritually, it's the same way. Spiritually, I don't always remember what I read, and I don't always remember, but it is that continual feeding on the Word of God that helps me close the gap. And if I find myself in a place that I start neglecting that, it's going to start telling. Greater distance. And what am I going to fill that time with? It doesn't mean I'm going to go out and commit adultery, but I'm going to start filling it with lawful things, more and more distance between me and God. And that starts the downfall. Lord, help us to close the gap. What about when we know something that God wants us to consecrate? Has that ever created distance in your relationship with God? When we knew, when the Lord said, Michael, I want you to give that to me. It was like, Lord. And so we know what the Lord's calling for. And I still love the Lord. I want to backslide. But I'm not quite willing just to say, okay, Lord, I consecrate. When we don't consecrate, it starts creating a gap in our relationship with God. In areas that we've been strong in spiritually, we're going to start suffering in those areas as well, because it goes back to an area that I'm not quite willing just to lay it on the altar. Lack of consecration. We'll find ourselves many times when there begins to be a distance between us and God, we will start getting pretty critical. It happens. Because now I'm not real close to the Lord, and so then it's easier to start having a spirit of criticism to other people and other saints. It's a sign something's not right. There's a gap. There's a distance. Not a lot of spiritual desire. A little bit lukewarm. Just not real fervent. Folks, it's not something to be discouraged about. It's something, so you know what? There's a distance, and then let's investigate, what's the problem? Is there a consecration? Is there an attitude that I have the Lord wants? Is there something I've just been filling with lawful things that I need to reprioritize? And there have been things in my life, and I finally just eventually gave it up completely, but there was something in my life that I enjoy doing. And it was lawful, it was nothing wrong with it, but it kept occupying a lot of time and effort and mental energy, and the Lord would come from time to time, Michael, keep a balance here, be careful about this, and so I would reprioritize and rebalance. Then a while later, the Lord would come back, until eventually it's like, okay, Lord, I'm just gonna stop. We have to do that. We have to do that, folks. With lawful things, because I want to make it, but I need to close the gap. I want to close the gap. The consequences of not closing the gap, I already touched on it. Temptation is so much stronger. Temptation, folks, the devil knows where we're at this morning. And we can battle temptation and we can resist it and we can do, but we need to fight offensively. And part of our offensive battle is close the gap, and temptation begins to lose its power. Because now I'm closer to God. Blurred vision. I'm not sure. I think that's them up there. You kind of have to squint and kind of look. You realize that people have lost their way because they've lost their vision of clear truth. And pretty soon, holiness and purity and godly living becomes indistinct. It's just not clear anymore. It's not black and white anymore. It's just all relative and what you think and I think and everybody has. And it begins to lose its clearness in our life. That's a result of distance. But the closer I can get with God, the more I can understand the reality of holy, godly living. And eventually, the result is that we can be lost. And it's the same way in relationships with people. This week I was considering and actually saddened by a gap in relationships with people. But do you realize that God does not force us to close the gap? And with people, have you ever tried to reach out to someone and you got this? It's sad. When you love and you wish, you want friendship and you want to do what, but it's like, I don't want anything to do with it. There's a gap. But with God, folks, His arms are open to us. And He wants to bridge the gap. But we have to make that initiative and be willing to address. You know, with relationships with people that are not willing to communicate about problems are going to have gaps in their life. Because if you won't talk about it, how can you bridge a gap? And you just assume that, okay, we'll just kind of cover over. But you know those things in your mind that they're still there. And the enemy works in that. Folks, with God, it's the same way. But He wants to bridge it. So if I will come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm willing to deal with the problem. What's the distance? What's causing a breach in our connection? I want my prayers to get through, Lord. I want to be fulfilled. And I'm gonna close shortly. But I just want to point something out. In our salvation experience, here's God right in the center, okay? This is God's perfect will. And the Scripture says in Psalm, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore, right? The place of greatest spiritual fulfillment is right here in the center of God's will. There is a place, and I can't define these lines for all of us, okay? But there is a circle, a place, that I can still be saved and be living right here. In other words, out here are the sins that the Bible very clearly spells out. Okay? Drunkenness, fornication, adulterers, liars, what else is in the list? Idolaters, all of those things that are listed out, sin, it's out here. And so I can say, well, I'm saved because I've been washed in the blood and I'm living in here. But I want you just to know, see, there's a distance there, there's a gap there. The greatest joy is going to be when I can move closer and closer to being in the center of God's will. So then our purpose is the closer to the edge I get, the closer I'm getting back to the things that God delivered me from. So Lord, let's bridge the gap. I may be saved, but if there are areas in my life that I can get closer to You. Scripture in the book of James, verse 4, it says, but He giveth more grace. Wherefore God resisteth the proud, but He giveth grace to who? The humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. There's another scripture, well, there in James as well. It said, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You understand this morning that, and then it goes on to say, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. In other words, He's wanting to bridge the gap this morning. And that's for all of us. I'm a preacher, Sunday school teacher, song leader, a member in the congregation. I'm saved. I love the Lord. But the Lord's saying, come closer to the center. Let's bridge the gap. I know you're following Me, but you're kind of afar off. Or maybe there's just four car lengths. If y'all ever driven in a big city trying to follow someone, you have to stay on their bumper, because if you let one car link the safe place driving, you leave a couple of car links between you, someone else is going to get in between you. That's just like the devil. So I don't want to leave the room this morning. I don't want to leave that room between me and God. So Lord, help me just to close the gap. Draw nigh to God. Submit ourselves to God, and He's going to be there. Folks, acknowledge the distance. You know, in relationships, one of the first keys to strong relationships is acknowledging when there is distance. No, but of course, things are strong. Things are good. But is there distance? Is there something I can do differently? Is there something I can do to close the gap? And that's where we are with God this morning. What the Lord told me to share with you all this morning. Let's close the gap, because I don't want the enemy to be able to pry in those areas in my life where there's distance. There's a place of safety right in the center of God's will. So saints, as we leave here this afternoon, let's stay on His bumper. It's the one time, young people, it's all right to tailgate. When we follow the Lord, let's do some tailgating. You pray for me.